The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston is hosted by Jeffrey T. Cooner, liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. As always, I'm delighted to say Jeff is with me now on the Hard Shoulder. Jeff, good to talk to you again. Tell me, has J.K. Rowling made many headlines in the States over the last week?
That's all they're talking about here, Kieran. It's in fact put the election on a back burner for a while. She's very popular here in the United States. I personally, I've never cared for her stuff. I've never read any of the Harry Potter books, never seen any of the movies. But because the movies are so popular, my kids, for example, they've read the books, they've seen the movies. Whenever she's involved in a controversy, it makes news. And her opposing this new Scottish law against hate speech and, you know, hate crimes, and her opposition to it has really galvanized a lot of people. It's crossed political aisles, Republicans, Democrats, conservative, liberals, and they support her. They believe that she's a free speech martyr, that she is completely right. Whether you agree or disagree with what someone says, they should have the right to say it. And if she wants to oppose transgenderism, if she wants to say a man is a man and a woman is a woman, that's what the Bill of Rights, or at least our Bill of Rights, is all about. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, whether, and, you know, as I mentioned before, in talking to Caleb, I said, you know, for us Americans,
yeah,
the point of freedom of speech is not to protect inoffensive speech. It's to protect offensive speech. And so, you know, a lot of things are said that I find personally offensive. I don't want to ban them. I don't want to have them throw them in jail. I don't want to destroy their career. I don't want them to lose their job. So she stood up to the leader in Scotland. And this is censorship. And J.K. Rowling is a feminist. She's a liberal on many issues. I'm sure she and I don't agree on many, many things. But on this, we do.
It's so for people who are wondering the exact detail of what happened, the Hate Crime and Public Order Scotland Act 2021, I know it says 2021, it only came into force on Monday. It includes in it an offence of stirring up hatred based on a number of kind of protected categories. And police in Scotland say they've received more than 3,000 complaints since Monday. They received complaints about J.K. Rowling, the fact that she had referred to kind of transgender women as men, including convicted prisoners and trans activists and other public figures. Now, for what it's worth, and I think this gets lost a little bit in the discussion, the police have said, nah, there's nothing here looking into. Like, to a degree, I mean, is this a kind of a classic case, Jeff, of kind of the culture warriors inflating something beyond its true impact?
Well, I mean, in a way, she showed it doesn't have teeth. You know, she basically said, look, here's what I'm saying. I'm standing by it. Are you going to arrest me? Yes or no? And, you know, the authorities backed down. So in a sense, she's shown that it's hollow.
Well, when you say the authorities backed down, I mean, the authorities never suggested arresting her. It was kind of, it was activists online who wanted her arrested. Once the authorities got involved, they looked at it and went, no, we're not arresting her. This is absolutely
not. No, you're right. No, you're completely right. No, I think, look, it's a harbinger of what's coming.
Okay.
We're seeing more and more censorship. We're seeing more into, look at big tech. I'm just talking about the American example here. How many voices who opposed many of the COVID policies were deliberately censored. And now it turns out in many ways they were right. The lockdowns didn't stop the spread of COVID. They were a disaster. The closing of the schools turned out to really harm many of the children. The vaccine was oversold. They claimed for a long time, if you get it, you won't get COVID. If you take it, you won't spread it. Well, you could get COVID, you could spread COVID. So many of the people who criticized Fauci, who criticized what the medical establishment was saying and were deliberately censored at the behest of the White House, turned out to have been accurate. And it goes to the heart of this question. Are we going to live in a free society? If we're going to live in a free society, then we have to protect offensive speech, speech that people don't like, people feel uncomfortable. Look, I've said this many times. I lost half my family in the Holocaust. My grandfather, by the grace of God, survived. He spent a year and a half in a death camp. I don't care for Nazis. I don't care for Hitler. But, you know, as the old liberals used to say, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for you to say it. If someone wants to deny the Holocaust, let me take an extreme example. You have the right to deny the Holocaust. Is it disgusting? Yes. Is it immoral? Yes. Is it deeply hurtful? Yes. But that's what it means to live in a free society.
But are you an absolutist in that sense? Is there anywhere you draw the line?
Well, yeah, I think the line you draw is the line we've historically drawn, which is you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't have speech where you're deliberately inciting violence, where you're calling for someone to be killed or someone to be murdered, or where your speech is so reckless, as in, you know, you're yelling fire in a crowded theater. There's no fire. People are running. They get trampled. They get killed. But outside of that.
But why is that not okay?
Well, because people get killed. But you don't want people to get killed. If that's where speech leads to violence. But
what about these people who would suggest that kind of saying nasty things about trans people leads to violence?
Well, I mean, they have to show me a causal link. If I say go out and kill all Irish people, well, that's incitement to violence. If someone says, if J.K. Rowling came out and said someone should go out and just start massacring transgendered people, well, now you're inciting violence. Then you're in trouble. Mm. But to say a man is a man and a woman is a woman, that's like saying,
People often make these kind of principled arguments and suggest they're absolutists. Really, it's just a case of where you draw the line. I don't think anyone argues in defense of the person who shouts fire in a crowded theater. So actually, you and these trans activists who've complained about J.K. Rowling are actually in agreement. What you're in disagreement over is where the line is drawn. You're in agreement everything. In that there are limits on free speech. You just disagree on where the limit is.
Well, yeah. I mean, for example, if I go on the air and I call for a certain group to be massacred, then I'm not only am I off the air, I could be facing charges. But if I say I disagree with the transgender lifestyle, no, I think a woman is a woman. You can call yourself a man till the cows come home. You're still a woman. If you have the plumbing of a woman, if you have the biological sex of a woman, if you have the chromosomes of a woman, you're still a woman. Now, you may not like it. You may disagree. In other words, what we used to understand is that there was a thing called persuasion. In other words, the goal is to persuade people in a free society. What's changing among many elites on the left is it's now going from persuasion to coercion. And I think that's why you're seeing Elon Musk come to J.K. Rowling's defense, Joe Rogan come to her defense, and the minister, the leader in Scotland is claiming, well, these are all right wingers. Well, since when is J.K. Rowling a right winger? She's a feminist. She's a liberal. I don't think she and I agree on 99% of the issues. Joe Rogan is a Bernie supporter. Elon Musk is a traditional liberal Democrat who has voted for a Democrat president his entire life. This is about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of thought. Now, if transgender activists are really confident about their position, then you debate J.K. Rowling. You show her where she's wrong. You try to persuade her and you try to persuade the people that are following the debate.
But even the people
you don't try to silence her.
Elon Musk is the greatest hypocrite in the free speech arena there is, isn't he? He presents himself as an absolute absolutist.
Okay, and?
And he runs a platform and has invested and buried tens of billions of dollars in a platform that censors people all the time and in a much more opaque way than it used to censor people. People are disappeared off Twitter all the time when they express views that run contrary to Elon Musk's own personal beliefs. One of the very first things he did on Twitter was to try to shut down the account of somebody who tracked his private plane.
Well, I think if you're tracking someone's private plane, you're violating their privacy, and God knows you could have nefarious intent. I mean, I'm not defending everything Elon Musk has done. I can just tell you, from what it used to be under Twitter to what is now under X, he has greatly expanded freedom of speech, freedom of expression. You're able to say things on X that you were never able to say before under the previous management. I don't defend Elon because I disagree with him on many issues. I don't care for Tesla. I don't care for his views on transhumanism. Many things I disagree with. But getting back to the point, if J.K. Rowling wants to disagree with the transgender movement and transgenderism, and as a feminist say, women are women and men are men, how is that a hate speech or how is that hate crime? And so I think Scotland should be ashamed of itself.
It's not the point, though. It's not. The police have looked at it and said, yeah, it's not a hate crime.
Well, now.
So again, it brings us back to my kind of original point. This is kind of culture warriors inflating this and creating a storm where there is
none. Because the law is there. And they're not prosecuting J.K. Rowling because J.K. Rowling has a lot of money and a lot of notoriety and a lot of people supporting her. But you look at what's happening in some of these hate speech cases you're seeing in Canada. You're seeing across the European Union, people are losing their jobs. People are losing their careers. People are being kicked off X. Well, they used to getting kicked off Twitter or getting kicked off social media. Look, I'll be honest, outside of radical Islamists, the most intolerant people I've ever met are either in the LGBT community or in the transgender movement. They call me to be banned and taken off the air all the time. And I'm literally saying the exact same thing J.K. Rowling is saying. So, and they say, well, because I'm offended. Well, so what? I've been offended. Many things many people say are offensive. I don't call for them to be taken off the air, not to feed their families, not to work, to have their professional life and career destroyed. So, tolerance to me is a two-way street. Yes, I accept transgendered people. I want them to be treated with respect and dignity. But it goes both ways. J.K. Rowling has the right to her opinion. Instead, they're trying to shame her, vilify her, call her transphobic, call her a bigot. They want a ban on her books or a boycott. They're trying to destroy this woman's career. What did she ever do to them?
Michael in Kilkenny says, Kieran, that's a very good guest. Keep your wokeness to yourself. Free speech is what we all need. Michael, thank you for the vote of confidence in Jeff. Jeff, always great to talk to you. We'll talk to you at the same time.
Thank you, Kieran. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Jeff Cooner, host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.